Until next time, this has been Randy Cole Sims Sr. for In His Footsteps, sponsored by the Fist Boulevard Church of Christ. Love you like nobody loves you, but God loves you best.
W234BI, Coco Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Our time. Hi, I'm Twanda Black, and this is Inspirations Across America. We cannot stand by and watch the fabric of our nation erode like water washing away the sand. You can stand with us as we spread more love, more kindness, more understanding. It's a spiritual takeover, and it's our time, saints. Are you with me? Let's start with the music. This hour, Anita Wilson, Kirk Franklin, Todd Delaney, Fred Hammond, Ernest Pugh, and a Ready for the Spotlight artist, and more. Here's one we've been waiting for, Sounds of Blackness, Till I Found You.
The blackness, the blackness.
When I was scraping the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up and
brought new purpose in my life. Yes, you did.
When I was out in the cold,
somebody helped
me. You took me in and gave me shelter.
In your kingdom of tranquility and peace,
where your arms can be my security, yeah. And your word can teach me
how I should live.
Now my heart so much
adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
I'm so grateful, Lord.
I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Wrap me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm.
just for me. Many doors you've closed just for me. Sometimes you will say no, so I'll be tested in your fire to purify my desires. So my blessings won't be just for me. So caught up in myself, I couldn't see. The world did not revolve around me. So storms are in your will, so I can feel what others feel their needs. If I could speak honestly,
it don't feel good.
Yeah. Delaney, you're doing it all again. And before that, Kirk Franklin and Just For Me. Also, Anita Wilson with a favorite, I Love You, Jesus. The top of the hour, Sounds of Blackness. Keep your ears tuned in. We're just getting started. There's more great gospel from Fred Hammond coming your way in just a moment on Inspirations Across America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves.
And helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to WWBC. Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
It's hard for us to imagine a perfect world, but as Billy Graham tells us, one used to exist.
There was no violence, there was no hate. There were no policemen, no soldiers, no poverty, no social injustice.
So what on earth happened?
It was in that perfect environment that man chose to rebel against his creator. And since that moment, man has passed on from generation to generation a disease that is called in the Bible sin.
That sin separates us from a perfect God. But there is good news.
The Bible says God so loved the world, and he said, instead of destroying man, I'm going to save man.
You can be saved when you start a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Learn more at findpeacewithgod.net. And it's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Father, Father, Father,
let the people say,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let the nation say,
Holy Spirit, yes.
Yes.
We adore you.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does. Yes, He will.
He'll take the pain.
Listen.
Away.
God shall provide for you each and every day. So lift your hands and say, Lord, I need you. I need you right away.
God shall provide for you.
I know He will.
Each and every day,
just lift your hands and say, lift your hands and
Lord,
say,
I need you. Right
now, come on, just lift your hands and begin to thank Him for the healing right now. Yeah. Come on, let me hear you worship Him all over the house tonight. God is in the room to heal you tonight. His presence is here.
Ernest Pugh and God Wants to Heal You. Let's take a pause and talk about something that we all need, and that's good health. Sometimes the little things we can do make all the difference in the world. That's why we include information you can use in your daily routine. Here's Black Health Now.
Black Health Now.
Many of us have office jobs that require us to sit for long periods of time throughout the day. Overall, this decreases the amount of physical activity we do get, often contributing to things like poor posture, back pain, and tight hip muscles. Along with this, we can't forget how much we love to snack as a mindless activity at the desk. For a lot of people, these combined issues become problematic and risk our overall health. Consider getting up and standing at your desk for at least 15 minutes out of every hour. The 15 minutes can be broken up or turned into smaller 5-minute walking breaks. If you snack, consider whole fruits like berries, which are high in antioxidants, low in calories, and allow you to consume them over long periods of time. Wishing you health and happiness, this is Erica Monet-Bram for Black Health Now.
Black Health Now.
As the cold winds blow, yes, sir, stronger than ever, sometimes it shakes my soul, but I know
my feet so solid.
An old school groove. That's Gene Moore and Won't Be Moved. Stay with me for more of what you enjoy when I return on Inspirations Across America.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves
and helping each other with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something, something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Ready.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 a.m., as well as W234BI, Coco, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
The early American intellectual Benjamin Franklin once elaborated on something the Bible teaches. He wrote, "Love your enemies, for they tell you your faults." That's a good point, and here's another. God tells us how our spiritual enemy will attack by the armor he gives us. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul tells us where Satan is most likely to attack by outlining the kinds of armor we should put on: truth, righteousness, peace, faith, certainty of salvation, and the Word of God. Those defenses are listed because Satan attacks with lies, temptations to sin, insecurity, unbelief, doubt, and false doctrine. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how to put on God's spiritual armor on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Are assistive reproductive technologies morally okay? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. So you're having a conversation with a friend who's considering having a baby through sperm donation. They ask, what do you think? What would you say? That's the latest topic handled in the What Would You Say series. These are videos that help you answer our culture's toughest questions with clarity and conviction. So when it comes to artificial reproductive technologies, remember three things. First, children have rights. Specifically, as the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child puts it, every child has the right to know and be cared for by his or her parents. Second, many studies show that children separated from mom and dad are at higher risk for social ills. And third, reproductive technologies, like sperm donation or surrogacy, intentionally separate children from their parents. Come to whatwouldyousay.org to watch all of the What Would You Say videos. That's whatwouldyousay.org. I'm John Stone Street.
Here's a thought. Faith doesn't make it easy. Faith makes it possible. Marinate on that as we listen to a classic from Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
I have the faith that sees the invisible, expects the incredible, receives the impossible. Faith that can conquer anything. Faith that uproots my problem. Faith to know God can solve them. Faith to vision my freedom. I have faith that can conquer anything. Faith to reach the unreachable.
That's Vanessa Bell Armstrong and Faith. It's time to see who's ready to stand front and center in the spotlight. Wayne Buckner, come on down. Buckner is a professor of piano at Oakwood University, where he's taught since 1998. He's also a songwriter who accomplished the task of composing, get this, a song a day in the year of 2016. That's 365 songs. This accomplished concert pianist has toured the globe and arranged songs for gospel artists Virtue, Anne McQuarrie, and others. Now he's performing and recording his own music. Let's check him out and see if you agree that he's ready for the spotlight. Here's Dr. Wayne Buckner, and I'll confess it.
You forgive, oh, and we'll start over. start over again.
Isn't that sweet? His name is Wayne Buckner, our Ready for the Spotlight artist, and I'll confess it. If you'd like to know more about this artist, you can find him on Facebook at Wayne Buckner and True Identity, or on his website at OneTrueIdentity.com. That's OneTrueIdentity.com. This feature is designed to showcase upcoming artists, old and new. So if you or someone you know would like to be considered for this segment, I'll tell you how to reach us right after this one from Byron Cage.
Put you up, let's go! Come on, fill the worship with praises. Learn how to give God praise with all of your might. Everything that's within you. The Bible declares that David danced before the Lord with everything that was with all his might, that people couldn't stand it, but I'm going to do it. Say this.
the email address to send in your music to be featured on Ready for the Spotlight. It's iaa@aci3.media. That's iaa@aci3.media. The requirements are simple. Send in your music along with bio. Your product must be professionally packaged with times and titles. It must be broadcast quality and fit our format. The producers of this program make the final decision. I'm Twanda Black, and this is Inspirations Across America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness, helping themselves.
And helping each other, with friends, family, and community lending their strength and support.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
She's alive and well. We dedicated to her tonight. Listen to this. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of. Chance, wave your hand. Brand new line, yeah.
This song serves as a reminder for those of us who really remember where we came from. Clap like you remember the day, the hour, the minute.
Oh, my.
I you to sing it like the thing that could have killed you, God delivered you from it.
My.
Break it down, Chris. June.
Now has the Lord given you a brand new life?